And good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the last edition of The Higher Dimensions. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and it's time to draw to a close. I may be back again sometime, who knows, but there are things growing in my life and taking over that need to be done, and it may be that I will be on in the future. Who can say? If the circumstances are right, I will be back with you again. But right now, I just wanted to have the time to say goodbye. If anybody wants a last reading from me, I'll be glad to do so. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk about spiritual growth, as I usually do, and in part, some of the knowledge and understanding that I've received, recommend some good books again for you to receive and to read on your own, to stimulate growth in your own life and give you hope that things are coming around and are changing. I am really, really honored to have been on this show for so many years. When it started, I had no expectations. I have met some absolutely wonderful people, both those people who call in and talk to me as well as guests that have showed up, and who have been such wonderful, wonderful people in my life. I have really been honored by all of them, and I can't tell you what a joy it has been. Basically, sharing with you all the things that I have learned and sharing other thoughts and ideas and wisdom that is shown by other guests, getting readings, all of the people that have been with me and you have been absolutely a stunning, stunning part of my life and one I will treasure always. Back to this, I have gotten recently involved in, there was a leak in my garage from books that had been kept from when I had to sell my house in the country 4 or 5 years ago. And I pulled the books in and I found some of my wonderful, wonderful books on Edgar Cayce that I had read, that I had forgotten I had, as one does when one puts books aside. And so I've been rereading these books, and one of them that I want to highly recommend, if it still can be gotten in print, is by Rudolf Steiner. That's R-U-D-O-L-F Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R. And his book is called Knowledge of the Higher Worlds and Its Attainment. And it presents in detail the means whereby anyone can develop a new knowledge of a world of soul and spirit. It is excellent. It is a step-by-step primer. It is for those who are on the journey and want to become more aware of this journey that we are on. We are all on this journey of growth, and we are all on the journey to become ascended masters and to attain to the higher world of wisdom and knowledge and understanding that exists. And this is truly one of the outstanding books. In short, it does give you the steps, and I would recommend you follow them. But also it says not necessarily do you complete and become master of all steps. That sometimes you move backward and forward and up and down. So it's not a exact progression that you do, but as each person truly studies and becomes more aware and more involved in learning, then it is as you grow slowly, when you're ready, the wisdom and knowledge will open up. Maybe you grind for years before you see something. So it's a matter of practicing of patience. I know and I know and I know, because I am one for whom patience has been known to be a four-letter word, and I get annoyed with it and impatient with myself. But again, patience is something, a gift that we really need to cultivate, including yours truly. So I would suggest that you do indeed call that a gift. And I remember also a little limerick from when I was a child. Patience is a virtue, virtue is a grace, grace is a little girl with a dirty face. And that's basically been my premise about patience. So I can't say that I am a shining paragon of that. But I do have my moments, ladies and gentlemen. I do have my moments. And I have to share with you also a Christmas miracle. I had my youngest daughter reach me after 2 years of no contact, and she was under the mistaken impression she had given me contact information to reach her when she had not. And it was just, and it was interesting because, quite frankly, sooner or later when she was ready, I knew she would contact me. I was just grateful that it was this year and not some year further down the road. But during that period of time, she had time to reflect and to grow and mature so that the relationship that we can develop now, I believe, will be one based on mutual respect and courtesy. And she has indeed grown a great deal since we last spoke, which is a delight to me. So sometimes when people leave your life for a while, it's because they have something that they need to do. And growth is probably one of the great gifts that comes along. And so basically, if something goes wrong, if your family is away from you, understand that maybe, just maybe, it's because another relationship with the same person is to be reestablished, and one that is much more fulfilling, much more powerful. And so when sadness happens and there are people who tend to leave your life for whatever reason, it is a good thing to remember that this is a time period which can be used to grow and to fulfill your destiny of being a better human being. And so rather than being sad sometimes, even though I know it's a tendency to be so, sometimes look forward to such a release as a blessing, and one that will bring even greater blessings as time goes by. I had an interesting conversation recently with the sister, who's a friend of mine, of some other sisters who are very close. And she is of the opinion, and I know this thought is around, that we shouldn't have to suffer anything in this world. That if we're all positive, we only think positive thoughts, that nothing untoward will happen. We won't have to suffer. And if we create our own destiny, if we create our own issues in life, then we can recreate them so we don't have to suffer anything and go through any negative issues. And I said, yes, but if that were true, they take it to an extreme. If that were true, how would you ever learn up from down, in from out? If there were no two sides of a coin, how would you learn to tell the difference or make judgment calls if you only had one thing that you could do? It is only positive. How would you grow? How would you stretch? Because you need opposites in order to gain the most momentum. A clock pendulum cannot swing if it does not move to either side. And it's the same thing with growth. If you have no movement or just one side, then you don't really grow. You just stay in it, in a static position rather than a dynamic position. And she just said, well, I just don't want any negative things happening. And I pointed out, and she pointed out some things in my life that I've gone through, and I said, yes, but, and here is the good that comes from them. And if not for me going through those experiences, there would have been a lack of growth in some areas. And in one instance, laws in the state of Virginia were formulated during the use of a case that I had in the state of Virginia. It was very, very painful to me and my family. But had I not gone through that and participated, my attorney was one of those who helped formulate the laws to protect the children in the state of Virginia. And it was through the use of our case that he was able to do so. Because it gave him the understanding, the insight, and he could bounce things off of me and see for himself what did and didn't work and what the weak points were and what the strong points and what needed to be done and what needed to be tied up or released. And without my going through that, somebody else could have done it, sure. But sometime, somewhere, this agreement to be a part of this opportunity to protect children came about. And had I not chosen to follow through with it, maybe someone else who would have suffered more would have been a part of it, or perhaps not have done as good a job. So I can only say that when we go through experiences that try our souls, that are painful for us, there is good that comes out of it. Certainly there is spiritual growth, because I did grow spiritually. I learned a great deal of forgiveness in that period of time. I learned a great deal about myself. I learned to be stronger than I thought I was. I learned to fight to protect when I would rather just crawl to my hole and lock the hole in after me, the opening of the hole in after me. And I didn't. I stood up and I fought. And I'm just one of these people who just like to go along very happily, thank you. It's not that I'm a coward. It's just that I just would like to avoid anything unpleasant or that can be distressful. And I guess that's true of many of us. But I did not find that luxury within me to be able to do that at the time. So I was forced into fighting and assuming a position that I didn't want to take that was adversarial. And I did it because, quite frankly, apparently that's what I had chosen to do. And in order to actually fulfill my commitment, somehow that was imperative for me to complete, and my younger daughter with me. So all I can say is I know that it is very important to walk through some of the negative things in your life and to find out why they are negative, okay? It's not always perfect. But whenever you have an opportunity to grow, you should seize that opportunity. And it, even if it has difficult situations to it, look for the silver lining, if you will. Look for the positives of it. See where what you are going through can be considered a blessing, and bring out in you some qualities of spirit that you might not have known you had. Work with yourself. Become aware. Love and honor yourselves, because quite frankly, that's what's very, very important. I also would recommend, of course, the ARE, the Association for Research and Enlightenment. And if you can get any of their psychic development growth programs, conventions, meetings, whatever that go on, do so, especially ones with Carol Ann Lieros and Henry Reed that are usually held February to March. These are the ones that are so wonderfully developed. There are some other very good ones given by them, but of not such long duration. And I would recommend that when you go, you give yourself room to breathe, because it's very, very intense. And again, it's one of those situations where you're going to learn to grow, and it is going to be a difficult thing to do unless you really prepare yourself emotionally and spiritually for learning to become your own psychic. It is a fabulous, fabulous thing for you to do. You can do it on your own, and you can grow on your own, but learn to read those books of people who have gone before you and use your mind. Do not accept or swallow whole what anyone tells you, including me. You must learn to use your own spiritual insight and divination, because you are your own best psychic. You are your own best friend. Your own angels are inside of you telling you what to do. Learn to talk to yourself. Learn to honor yourself. Learn to love yourself and respect yourself. Do the same with your body. Honor, respect, and love it. Do it for all of you, because that is how we grow. Your body is the physical sheath that your soul uses to get by on this earth plane, and you should honor it and love it and respect it and take care of it to the very best of your ability, and know that it is your clothing while you are here. And it was created specifically to help you achieve your goals in this lifetime, to achieve your mission. Another book, of course, that I've recommended before, besides the Edgar Cayce's books that you can go online and check with the ARE, is Carol, that's K-A-R-O-L, Truman, her book, which is Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Again, an excellent book to an awareness of oneself, of one's emotional healing. And it puts together, as do other books, the causes of one's illnesses in life or weaknesses. And you can also extrapolate that to your tendencies, your capabilities, your gifts of the spirit, your talents, whatever you wish to term them, in this lifetime. And develop them in a way that gives loving respect to you. Remember, you can always reach me through www.psychic, that's capital P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, world, W-O-R-L-D-S, 4, .com. And the other is also, you can use me at www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. And the other was email, I'm sorry. The email is psychicworlds4@AOL.com. I'm getting too mixed up. I guess I'm a little bit sad today because I will have to say goodbye. But it's just been such an exciting time. If anyone wants to call in, as I said, for a last reading or to comment or to ask questions, please feel free to do so. I am delighted always to share any of the airtime with people who call in and see what we can do. Some of the other books that I would recommend are really series of books. One is, there are 5, I think, in it, Wisdom and the Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird, B-A-I-R-D, Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Wisdom and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. Excellent, excellent series. There are actually 6 books, but the last one is taken from some of his writings and essays that he had and were put together to make another book. But the other 5 are just absolutely wonderful, wonderful books for giving you knowledge of the abilities that you can attain on this earth plane. And they are real and literal. And then the Rosicrucians books that I've read by Joseph Weed, W-E-E-D, if he's still in print. Again, it was absolutely wonderful. His 2 books that I read that helped me get started so many, many years ago in developing the psychic abilities. And the other was Emmett Fox, from a spiritual standpoint. That's E-M-M-M-E-T, Fox, F-O-X-X. He was a marvelous, marvelous teacher. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you? Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
You're cutting out. I could hardly hear.
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
Tanya.
Tanya. Welcome, Tanya. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a question. I'm not sure if you're able to help. Just over a year ago, I had a very dramatic experience of my higher self coming through.
Okay.
And that was, she was with me for about a year, and it's been a few months now where it's like I really feel that she's not in the driver's seat, and I'm wondering what happened.
Okay. When you say when she was in the driver's seat, did you feel as though something had taken over control and you surrendered? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I have no idea what you just said because it's all crackly.
When you said somebody came in and took over, what was it like for you? How did it manifest itself as taking over in your life?
I think you asked me what happened, but I'm not sure.
Yes,
I'll
that's
answer.
Right. Yes.
I went to Sedona for 10 days, and I came home, went to sleep, and I woke up a completely different person, completely.
Okay.
I rearranged my entire everything in my life.
Uh-huh.
An accident started all of this.
Instead of all this. And so have you become a better person for this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And what is there now missing? Did it help straighten out your life?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The situation, did it help you to straighten out situations in your life at all? In other words, was it a blessing that helped make your life better?
It was an absolute blessing.
Okay. And it
but now I just feel that in the last few months that whatever that extra strength was is slowly, like, it's gone. It's starting to go away.
Okay. Well, what my feeling is, what I'm hearing is that that higher self came through to help you during a very difficult period of your life. Okay, can you hear what I'm saying?
Now it's my time to...
Okay, and it is now your time to assume control and to carry on with that change. You are able to do that, all right? And the withdrawal is so that you don't suffer an abrupt feeling of loss. Okay, but it is giving you the opportunity to assume the driver's seat. Okay?
I miss that part. It keeps crackling out.
Hopefully
in the archives I can listen to it now.
Okay. Let me try. Does that sound better now? No?
Sometimes it does, yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is your higher self came through to help you for a difficult period of time, to help you with transition in your life and to help reestablish your direction. Does that make sense?
It was all crackly again. I wonder, I don't have my speakers on or anything. Like, I don't have the speakers on for the program on the computer. I've turned that off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think you're saying something to the effect that my higher self came in for a difficult period of time, and now I'm able to do this on my own.
Bingo. That's it. Yes. And it's the slow withdrawal from you that's feeling is to enable you to be, it's to stand more on your own feet, to go forward yourself. Because enough change has been made. You have grown enough. You have matured enough to be able to move forward. And that higher power is with you. You also had power from another source. And I would say, from what I am understanding, is not only was your higher self involved, but I would say a mentor or a guardian angel or a teacher was there with you, and you felt that entity's power in your life. Again, out of love to help you move forward. And now that you have reached a place where you can continue on, that is being slowly withdrawn so you didn't come completely addicted to it and not live on your own two feet. Does that make sense?
I got most of that except for just the last little bit.
Okay.
I don't understand. It's just the line is so crackly.
I wish I could say that, but I hear you so clear. I'm so sorry. I don't know. Maybe our producer can do something about it. I don't know. And it could be interference of weather. It could be any number of things. And I hear you fading in and out, you know, but I don't know what else I can do. But the thing is, you will always have that power to rely on and back you up, okay? You will have that power. It's there, available to you. It is not 100% withdrawn and will never be. When you have need of it, you will get that tremendous feeling back, because that entity that helped you out is part of your troop of helpers for you in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You will not be without them. You are just learning to stand more on your own two feet, which is what's important for you to do now.
Right.
But you still have that They are still with you, in other words.
Yeah. They're just standing back for a little bit.
Yes, they're allowing you to gradually come into your power, your
okay.
own power. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's there for you, but wasn't it a blessing to have them? It is a wonderful blessing. I've felt that type of interference or help in my life also. And
it saved my life, basically.
Exactly. Exactly. The same thing happened for me. Yes, ma'am. It saved my life, too. It kept me from going over the edge.
Yeah.
It helped me through one of a horrific part of my life that I would not wish on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
So that power is of overwhelming love. That is love, and that is something that you can now, since you have experienced it, you can now develop on your own to share with other people in your life. Did you know that?
I didn't get about the last, seven words.
Okay. You can use that, the memory of that love and that power, you can use to grow in your own life to the extent that you can now help other people with what you learned. Okay? You can develop that loving power to help others who are in need. Because the memory of it is now who you are, part of who you are, and you can develop that love to become a powerful gift to help other people.
It keeps cutting out. I do have a membership to the archives, so I'm going to definitely, when it's available, listen to all that you've had to say, because I get little bits and pieces, and I know there's a lot of important stuff in there.
Well,
sometimes
anyway,
my energy messes up the phone lines. And
it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah.
Do feel free to call me, okay?
Okay,
and
thank you so much, Phyllis.
Do you know that? You can do
Pardon
that?
Me?
You can call me directly and get information, okay?
I'll check out your website.
Okay, sweetie. And let me give you the number, too. It's area code 202-387.
Yeah.
2080.
Great.
Okay, and you can call me and we'll talk and I'll be glad to give you this information again.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. God bless you, dear. You've got a good
God
life ahead
you
of
too.
You. You have a very good life ahead of you.
That's what I'm creating for myself.
That's what you have created.
I've already had the
the
torture. Now it's time for the good life.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. You're coming into your own, but there was a reason for you going through that, dear. If you hadn't gone through that, you couldn't come into your own. Do you know that? That's what I was explaining earlier. There are times when you have to go through things that are just, you just think in your mind, good Lord, why would I ever want to go through that? Because if you didn't, you wouldn't have gained the strength and the knowledge and the understanding to move ahead on your path in life and to fulfill your mission. And it's not all roses and candlelight and sweet-smelling flowers and sugar candies. It's a hard road to hoe, but there's a reason for that.
The greater the challenge, the greater the reward.
Him too. Thank you, darling. Thank
God
you. I look
you.
Forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling in. As I was saying, the power that we have to grow is exponential, and sometimes we have to go through hell before we can reach a place. Again, if we didn't know what hell was, how would we know what heaven is? It's a matter of learning to grow through and develop soul attributes. Why? Because it's the pathway we set ourselves on as we learn to move forward through things and to share, then are we indeed learning to grow in spirit. So, as Edgar Casey often used to say, it isn't enough to be just good. One must be good for something. And if we have knowledge and wisdom and understanding, but we do not share it with another, but jealously keep it to ourselves. That's what sin is. It is not, it is the not sharing, the not giving of ourselves and our knowledge to other people. There are people I know who are permanent students, as I would call them, and they keep going to school and learning and learning and learning, but they just don't share with anybody. And you want to know, well, what are you going to do with this knowledge? I mean, are you going to put it in a warehouse? It's like buying food or buying goods and putting them in a warehouse, and there they are. It's like having a magnificent painting and then putting it in a closet. These gifts that we grow with are to be shared as we make them a part of our lives, as we personalize it, as we individualize what we receive in life. This makes us a much more compassionate, caring, loving human being. And it is so very, very important to remember that all that we have, we should learn to share. Not just goods, but thoughts and ideas. If you have them and not share them, what a loss. You never know where sharing your thought might not bring life to another human being, to help someone who is in the dark find a light. This is what we do with ourselves. We are here to serve others. And as we learn more and more about ourselves, we learn more and more that everybody we meet is a part of who we are. And as you would not deny yourself the food and clothing and sustenance that you need to keep your body alive, so you should not deny those you meet the same sustenance of a spirit. Yes, good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Good afternoon, but good morning, Phyllis. This is Maureen from Tacoma.
I recognize. Hi, darling. How are you?
And I thought it was time to give you something back, so I'm going to pick three cards for you, tarot cards, today.
Oh, that's your sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. I had hoped you'd give me a call to say goodbye.
It says Eight of Wands. You've got new beginnings, new hope, new energy, new doors opening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Eight of Pentacles, you're going to be at that bench working away.
Okay.
And Six of Pentacles, there is money coming. There's a resource coming where you're going to be able to figure some things out financially that are good.
Mm-hmm.
And Phyllis, the last card I'm picking here is the Star.
Oh, God,
whatever the Star is that's opening, it's hope, faith, light, beauty, and grace coming your way.
How wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, Maureen is one of my dear friends, one of my gifts that I have received in doing this program. This is how I met her. And Annette also, that dear sweet lady, whom I will wish to keep in touch with, and so many others. And Maureen, I wish I could have had you on more time, and I guess I have, haven't I, with you being here. And I thank you. I thank you for being my friend, for being a mentor, and for all the wonderful readings you have given me and you've given to our guests throughout.
And vice versa. Thank you for a great program of really enriching and empowering people and their intuition and providing answers and insights that, you know, make them move forward in their lives.
Thank you. And I wanted to know, did you hear yet from the publisher that you sent your book to?
Nothing yet. Nothing yet. So whatever quick reading you can give me on that would be great.
It's going to come through this year, baby. You know that.
All right, 2010, bring it on.
It's going to be published. You are going to have a published book, and ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a wonderful book, and you should look forward to having it come into the world this year. And it's really wonderful, some stories in it that are being heartening and enlightening. And just give the name of the book so y'all can write it down. What's it going to be called again?
Live from the Other Side.
Live from the Other Side. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. And,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much. God bless you, sweetie pie. You are just
a wonderful 2010 and new beginnings, new starts here as we work into a one in numerology.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for you.
I'm excited, too, and I think that's a wonderful reading to give to the rest of the people here too. I think that means a lot that there are going to be new beginnings for many people this year, especially the workers of light that we have, and a lot that those who have been going through very, very difficult times I want you to know that those times are ending. And what's beginning is the new energy and the new growth that has been promised for so long. This doesn't mean that the world comes to an end or that there's not still some lessons that we need to learn. And there are those of us who have to go the hard way, learn the hard way, as I say. But basically, it's going to be a wonderful year with opportunities coming forward for those who have been working in preparation for these many years. And it can continue on through 2011 and 12 as well. And there are some very wonderful opportunities coming to many, many people this year.
So, Phyllis, I just picked four more cards for you for the finishing up your program. And this is, I am pulling the cards, the tarot cards, randomly.
Yes.
And I want you to know I picked a Ten of Swords, and that card represents finishing things up. You're done. You're finished. And Six of Cups, you will continue to offer kindness in readings and with youth as well as sweetness in the work that you do with younger people. And then Four of and I also picked it is the Four of Wands, and that's a celebration for all the work that you've done. And I want you to know that the Star card went back into the deck, and it just popped right back out again. So there's nothing but hope, faith, and beauty on your way here.
Well, I can believe
holding
that.
Holding the highest light.
And I'm sorry, what was the last word?
Holding the highest light in the work that you do for others.
Thank you, because that means that then I am doing what I had hoped to do, which is to hold out a light for other people, as you do, and to give of the best that I have to others and share as I come across my lessons. I love to share with people in what I do, and that I think is what we all do, like Maureen and Annette and Atira, who has came on this program for years, and all of you who have been my listeners and guests. I honor you and love you dearly. And I know we shall some way, somehow meet again. And hopefully it will be on the radio. Hopefully it will be BBS Radio. But if not, there are new beginnings and new endings for all of us. And I just am tickled pink that I'm able to have served you so for so long, and that I have such wonderful people such as Maureen and all of you out there to receive some of the words that I give. It makes my being on the radio worthwhile.
It won't be long when Phyllis will be having her book coming out, too.
You're going to have me have a book if I don't have a cow.
You bet. You bet I will.
At any rate, I don't know if I told you yet, my dear, but, you know, I heard from my daughter, whom I haven't heard for 2 years.
Wow.
She was my Christmas present, my Christmas miracle this year that I heard from her. And so it's wonderful that we can hold out hope that no matter what happens in life, eventually the good will come back through to you. And if you hold on to hope and just let things be, sometimes the gift comes to you on its own terms and its own time. You can't force things, but when they do come, it makes it so much better. Sometimes you just have to release those around you in order for them to come back into your life. And that's a hard lesson for anyone to live with. So any parents that are out there with kids who don't seem to appreciate them or love them or honor them, let me tell you, sometimes you have to just let them go in order for that lesson to come back. And Maureen, thank you. You are such a blessing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a wonderful new year in 2010.
Thank you,
Phyllis.
And
I will be
in touch soon. I'll be talking to you soon. You know that.
Bye-bye.
Love you, darling. Bye-bye. And thank you so much. It's been a wonderful run. And, you know, I'm so proud of myself for being here for more than 3 years. I outdid myself. I was wondering if I could find enough to talk about for just a few months, let alone several years. So I'm tickled pink that I did as well as I did and stayed as long as I stayed. Oh, I think it's great. If I can do it, I'm trying not to break my arm patting myself on the back. And I wish all of you again that wonderful, wonderful sense of accomplishment, of being in the right place at the right time, of knowing that you do make a difference. You may not think it, but you make a difference. You make a difference with your thoughts. You make a difference with your actions. You make a difference in people's lives that you don't even know. There are those who watch you and you don't know, who see what you do. And so if you think that what you are doing or not doing goes unnoticed, it isn't true. You don't know what impact your thoughts, your kindness, your words have on other people. Sometimes it makes difference between life and death with others. Sometimes it just lifts people up enough when they are down. Just the tiniest of words can make a world of difference to someone who is in sorrow or who is going through a very dark night of the soul. And that is why becoming aware of where you are, who you are with, and what you say is very important. It's part of the lessons that we learn in giving of ourselves to others, because we really don't know consciously who is listening to us and who is being affected by what we have to say and do. And it's always nice to hear years later, maybe never, but maybe years later, that one word, one kind word you said to someone lifted them up when they needed lifting up the most, helped cure a heart that was worn down with sorrow or pain. Every time you think a kind thought, you are helping somebody's pain being eased. And one of the things that that book of Rudolf Steiner's, The Knowledge of Higher Worlds and Its Attainment, emphasizes is that your tiniest thought can make a difference in the neighbor that's next to you, the family, your friends, or even strangers. Even your kind thoughts can lift somebody who is in sad. But if you are there with kind thoughts, it just in your mind, even that, your positive attitude can impinge upon that other person and provide them with a lighter mood, perhaps, something that lifts their spirits. It can be so infinitesimally small that you don't even notice it, but it's there. And that's what is important to remember, is that everything that you do has validity, has worth. And remember to honor yourselves when you think of yourselves, and to love yourselves and honor yourselves. Because by doing so, you lift up your own body, your own spirit, and in lifting yourself up again, you are impinging on someone else and lifting them up. And it's hard to think that we have that much power in who we are. But we do. And we should learn to respect ourselves and honor ourselves for the power which exists within each of us. I think the lady who called, who said someone came in and seemed to take care of her through this very, very difficult period, without it, she would not have made it. That's true. And now she has grown immeasurably, and now she can move forward. And it's time for her to be honored in taking her own soul back and moving forward, because she has learned many lessons unconsciously that are going to become in good stead, because that soul imparted knowledge to her in her unconscious that is going to come to fruit in the future. And I think that's, again, one of the blessings that we have when we have this gift of a higher soul coming in to help us through these very, very difficult times. At any rate, if there are any others who would like to call, I'd love to talk to you. I am so grateful to Maureen for calling me. She has always been my joy and has given me so much of herself. And so many others have done the same thing. And it is, I have been humbled by it and honored by all that I have learned, because without each of them contributing to me and my show in each way, I would not have come as far as I did. And I cannot tell you how wonderfully, wonderfully honored I am to have been able to speak to all of you all of this time. Some of you maybe for the first time, and maybe it's enough to help you get started and grow and move in a different way. And to others, it may be you've listened to me for a long time, and I think that's just fabulous. And when it's time to move on, there should be no sorrow, because that is the order of growth and life. There is a time to move on. And that, I think, is just absolutely wonderful. It's something that is so much fun to me, and I can joyously proclaim that I want this to be. This coming year, I wish for everyone a blessed new year and a joy and peace and love. And I send you all the best wishes of growth and blossoming forth, because if you're listening, you tuned in for a reason, and you are hearing these words for a reason, and I know that. That is what's just so wonderful about being on this program and with others, is that when you tune in and listen to people, whether it's me or someone else, and you are inspired or gain an answer or an insight, that is what sharing is all about. That's what's meant by the growth that we have sought to help you with all through the years here. And with that, I cannot say much more in that I am just filled with love and honor for all of you. If someone else wants to call in between now, we've only got about 5 or 6 more minutes. So I'd love to hear from anybody else who'd like to call for a quick reading or an explanation of something or a dream interpretation. I'd be glad to do it. If not, as usual, I'll just dig around and chat until something else happens and it's time to say our final farewell. But it's going to be quite a year this coming year. And I would say that you all need to batten down your hatches and hang on for the ride, because it is going to be very, very interesting. There are still negative information and pieces that are coming through. But I want to tell you this. Do not be alarmed at what you hear. Do not be afraid. Accept the information. Mull it over. Put it inside of you. Cogitate on it. And just see how things develop. That is what I would suggest that you do. Do not be afraid of running hither, thither, or yon, or the doomsday sayers, or people who have really negative information. Listen and observe, and just know that as you grow spiritually, you are protected. You bring to yourself the cloak of strength and invulnerability. You clothe yourself with what the Bible used to call righteousness. This is not being self-righteous, that you look down on others, but of having grown in spirit and learning and discernment. Always, no matter who teaches you or the words that you hear, check it out against what you feel inside. It has to meet the me test. The is that the right thing test. You will know it. I've taught you to rub your fingers on a soft or a hard surface, rather, to find out whether or not something is a yes or a no. Don't forget to use that. Or you can use it. That's called kinetic energy. Don't forget to use that. When you are testing out new ideas or hearing new ideas or thoughts, remember, that can be used at any time for anything, whether it's buying something, choosing the best direction to go, whether it's finding out if somebody's telling you the truth or not. You can always do that also. Do that testing, that self-testing, to inform yourself. And after a while, you know, you're going to develop that faculty of listening or checking in with yourself, and you won't have to slide your finger on a surface, or you won't have to test the strengths or weaknesses of your body to find out if it's true or not. You will develop that language automatically within you. And I think that that is something that you should all remember, that you can trust your body to tell you the truth at all times. Your body does not lie. Everybody else can lie to you, but your body will never tell you a lie. So you can trust it when you use that kinetic energy, or kinesis, as it is also called. Remember also to sing within your own being. Be happy within your own being. Remember to be grateful each and every day for all that you have. Even if it doesn't appear to be much, glorify what you have and say thank you. And the more you say thank you, the more you will find gifts being given to you, because gratitude is one of the very powerful emotions that sets into motion energy that brings more to you. So each day, be grateful for what you have and be truthful and honest about it. And enjoy the gratitude. And that's, I don't know how to explain enjoying the gratitude, but if you do, if you feel happy and joyous when you say thank you to yourself or thank you to the powers that be, then you are enjoying gratitude. And joy is another gift that brings with it great happiness. All of that you do, remember that you are working with just another part of your being, the aspect of your own life. And as you remember that, you will find yourself becoming more and more aware of others, and you will find yourself becoming even more tuned into the rhythm of life, and you will find yourself growing psychically, being able to tune into other people and their thoughts. And you do this, again, little by little. Some people it comes all at once. For others it comes gradually. Sometimes you just have to do it. Some things will come easily. Some things will not come easily. But as you become more aware of who you are and who you want to be in your life, as you honor yourself more and thereby honor other people more, you are going to find life becoming easier and easier for you. And the gifts that you give to yourself are gifts that you give to the rest of the world. So again, be kind to yourself, be loving, be aware, be knowledgeable, and always seek to find the highest truth. And if that highest truth means that you have to change the thoughts that you have, let them go. Because sometimes when we do not let go, we are not honoring ourselves or our life. There's a lot that I thought I knew and I had to let go of because, you know what? It was true on one level, but as I moved to another level, it became obvious to me that it wasn't the whole truth or a complete truth. It was just a part of a truth. And so it was incumbent upon me to let go of very fond, I will have you know, of some of my thoughts and theories. And I am not one, being a Capricorn, who easily lets go of past thoughts and criticisms, but I've learned that I must do that if I wish to grow. So remember, letting go of some of your fondest theories is absolutely imperative, because if you are not flexible, if you are not giving, if you are not willing to release, you are becoming stiff-necked and hard-hearted, and it's just going to make your achievement of your personal goals, your spiritual missions, that much harder. And it doesn't mean that you don't stick to high moral principles and standards. It just means that you allow yourself to see them in a new light. You may find that some of the things that you thought were so, but even in a more deeply understood way once you let go your old way of seeing it. And it's very hard for me to explain it any better than that, because I'm not sure that I know how to. I just know that when I let go of some of my more prized thoughts, prized pigs I might call them, I found my understanding growing, and that what I thought I knew, but I knew it from a higher standard. I knew it from a different altitude, if you will. I, instead of looking up at what I thought I knew, I was looking down on it and was a part of it and went through it. And at that point, it became a part of me. When you understand a law and it becomes a part of who you are, then you have mastery over that law. And it is amazing how you can change and grow within that concept and how you can use that law, whatever it may be, to better grow and create a happier, healthier life for yourself. The law of abundance is one of them. You may look at it from one direction, but when it's looked at from yet another direction, or you have truly mastered it, you become one with it, and you are abundant because you are the law itself, and you cannot be against that which you are. It is a part of who you are. It is a warp and woof of your being, and you have then become the master of it. And that is another gift that grows with you. You will have a greater understanding of what I am saying. But now, alas, I think I have come to my time. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me in your homes, for allowing me to share with you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding I have gained. I do love you all. And I am sure you're going to enjoy the shows on BBS Radio. It's a wonderful station and wonderful people, and I wish them all the prosperity in the world, and you also. I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. God bless you all. Goodbye.